Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurologic report on Samia, S-A-M-I-A, El-Shafi, E-L-S-H-A-F. I.E. Address is 1527 ARBUT US Arbutus Avenue, Chico, California. 95926, phone 53, phone 805 at 910-9645. ID is XXX XX8818. Date of birth 7/17/1985. 37-year-old. Single. Social work at Babylon Healthcare Pharmacy. I'm sorry, insurance is Blue Cross Blue Shield. Pharmacy is Walgreens. 530-566-1358. It is addressed to Dr. Kevin Sorensen, SORENSON, O. Mangrove Medical Group, 1040 Mangrove Avenue, Chico, California, 95926, just 3509. Phone 530-345-0064, fax 530-345-0680. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with findings of abnormal brain MR imaging study, subparagraph, evidence for two areas of small focal ischemic white matter disease, subparagraph, recent history of concussion, subparagraph, recent history of post-concussion cephalgia transformed to chronic daily cephalgia. Dear Dr. Sorensen, professional colleagues, thank you for referring Samia El-Shafi for neurological evaluation, new paragraph. As you know, Sophia is a highly intelligent, dual-mastered therapist. Who reports that she was struck on the back of her head by her very large size little brother, producing a concussion. Subparagraph. Subsequently, she felt it developed increasing symptoms of dysomnia, for which she is already taking trazodone. And other adjunctive medication under the care of Dr. Ethan Eitner, I-T-N-E-R-D-O. Psychiatrist at Therapeutic Solutions, new paragraph. She gave an additional medical history of having chronic gastroparesis for which she has been taking Reglan, and by her report without side effects or complications. New paragraph. Currently, she describes having headaches on a daily basis, for which she takes Tylenol with not much benefit. New paragraph. By her report, she's not taken other medications for headache management. New paragraph, her MR imaging study was reviewed today. Subparagraph, completed at Open Systems Imaging on September 23, 2022. The study shows minor paraventricular white matter signal changes, evidence of some transependymal CSF flow, several punctate left coronal radiata foci, with a subtle right posterior periventricular parietal foci as well. There's a punctate focus in the left temporal lobe abutting the left temporal horn. They identified several scattered frontal punctate subcortical white matter foci as well. Subparagraph review of the common images is not that demonstrative. New paragraph. There are no other unusual brain imaging findings with an otherwise normal unenhanced brain scan. New paragraph. Her neurological examination aid appears to be within normal limits. New paragraph. As a consequence of her current history and recent injury, she appears to have some ischemic white matter disease that may be a consequence of remote risk, such as tobacco smoking, or even the utilization of marijuana, or recurrent cephalgia. New paragraph, the location of these ischemic white matter areas of tiny injury does not in and of themselves suggest the presence or findings that would be consistent with demyelinating disease or multiple sclerosis. New paragraph. She gives no other clinical history of serious inflammatory infectious disease that might explain these findings, although that couldn't be entirely excluded. New paragraph. Her largest problem at this time is chronic daily cephalgia and her dysomnia. New paragraph. In consideration of this, I suggested the following. Number one, we will obtain a home sleep study to exclude initially findings of sleep apnea with her mild obesity. New paragraph. I will initiate her on therapeutic treatment for her headaches with Qulipta 60 milligrams that she can take on a daily basis. And if initially successful, she can contact us, and we will see her to initiate Emgality subcutaneous injections for headache suppression. New paragraph. We will follow her clinical progress in consideration for further evaluation and treatment, if indicated. New paragraph, we discussed her findings today, and I suggested that we repeat her brain scan in 6 months using contrast. In particular, should there be any obvious changes or progression in her symptoms, which I would not anticipate. New paragraph. I will send a follow-up report when she returns shortly. Anticipating that we will easily be able to control her recurrent cephalgia and hopefully identify and treat the cause of her dysomnia with resolution as well, which should improve her health. Signed respectfully with my professional signature, carbon copy, Dr. Ethan Eitner, D.O., and below that, I should say, therapeutic solutions. Below that, 3247 Esplanade, Chico, California, 95973-4969, phone 530-883-8535. fax is 530-899-3160.